You're with Jade on Hot Weekender. I've got the lovely Mikey Nielsen from the Random 30.
What's my name, Jade?
Mikey. I think I do that every week
with you. Things to make you go, Yeah, you're welcome.
What's going on? Now you're over there applying your hand sanitizer.
Well, no, sanitize. Make sure you're wearing your mask, kids. What'd you say? What was the question?
Oh, look, I just want to know what's going on in the world of music. It's been a couple of weeks since we've been on Hot Weekender, and I'd like to get the lowdown, but...
Don't worry, I covered your shift last Saturday, Jade.
Love you, Mikey. Hey, look, did want to chat to you because I did see on social media the other day, Kid Laroi posted something, shared something about top male
this
US...
This is unbelievable. So the Kid Laroi, he's an Aussie, right?
Yeah, he's like 17. Has he turned 18 yet?
I don't think so, no.
Can't even legally drink in America.
No, he can't, actually. Mm. But no, he's from Waterloo in Sydney.
Waterloo. Sorry.
Wow, all right.
Got excited. Okay. Just out of coffee.
No, so he released Without You, and we've been nailing that. He's done a remix with Miley. He's now got a new thing out with Justin Bieber called Stay. The Kid Laroi with Stay and the new single with JB has become the number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100 for an Australian male in 40 years. So it's been 40 years since we've had an Australian male on number one in the Billboard Hot 100.
That blows my mind. And I think, too, one little technical thing I noticed they put in that was Australian born.
Yes.
Which makes me think there's been an Australian artist more recently do it, but haven't actually been born in Australia. But
well, then they I would think they're not then an Australian artist as such.
I don't know, but this is a huge thing. Oh, he's so young. Massive. And like I said it to you a couple of weeks ago, because I follow both him and Bieber on social media.
I hope you follow me.
Oh, awkward. and they spend a lot of time together.
No, they
do. Justin Bieber is every post, and like they're both in each other's posts. They got their girlfriends together, and they're like hanging out like BFFs.
Well, there was a show that JB did about 2 weeks ago, and he brought Kid Laroi out to do Stay. It's the most amazing thing I've seen in the past few weeks.
Imagine being him though.
What, and Kid Laroi or JB?
Kid Laroi.
Yeah.
And just all of a sudden find yourself not only in America kicking massive goals, whatever, hanging out with Biebs. It must
that
just
be
a bit mind-blowing. Like, you couldn't have written a better script. Like, it's a dream.
I remember hearing a bit of audio from the Kid Laroi, and he actually said he was going to America whether it was going to work out or not, because the American rap, this is what he was saying, the American rap isn't as good as the Australian rap. Sorry, it's the other way around. The Australian rap is not as good as the American rap. So that's why he's actually gone to America.
To get schooled.
Basically.
Wow.
Yeah.
Intel.
It's
this is
so
cool.
Good.
And, you know, quite young to venture off to America too.
I know. I mean, no way would I do that.
Yeah, that's
at
crazy.
At 17, I was working at what's now the Spa, but I was at the Mumbai IGA when I was 17. I had no interest in going to America to do music.
Did you have any talent?
I did at 17 at the Mumbai, now the Spa, but no, I was putting the chickens on at 4 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, that's a story for another time. Let's not worry about that.
Who have you gone in? Because you're big time now, Mikey, so it doesn't matter.
I'm not really. I'm just a normal human being, like we all are. But can I tell you, last night, we had another Zoom in chat with a guy that's, have you seen Pitch Perfect, Jake?
Yes, bits of it.
Okay.
I'm not a huge fan, but
no.
I have tortured myself.
Well, last night, Ben Platt from Pitch Perfect zoomed in for a chat.
Okay.
He's in the upcoming Dear Evan Hansen movie that's out September 23, I think it is. But anyway, he's dropped a new album called...
Hang on, so is this a musical?
This is a legit, an actual album, because he can sing. He's got his new single, Imagine, which he's done on The Voice in America. Mm. Whoa. Like,
really?
Wow. Yeah, I'll send you the link. It's good.
So it's an original. It's not John
Lennon's. Yeah, no. It's no Pitch Perfect. It's no Glee. None of that stuff. Mm-hmm. It's legit music that he's created about his life and his story and about his partner. Absolutely. What a top bloke.
Yeah, wow.
So we'll get that chat when I sort myself out and get it to hot91.com.au.
Yeah, nice. We can check it out there. And, of course, you can listen to Mikey every night.
And why would you not want to?
Why would you not?
Oh, well, anyway.
Thanks for coming in on a Saturday. Bye, Mikey.